Finding a practical reason to do something. I have a very difficult time doing anything if there's not a reason for doing it, a meaning, a purpose, a driving emotion. And it's very difficult for me if I can't pin down why I'm doing something to do it. And a lot of procrastination stems from that, a lot of unsureness, a lot of confusion, a lot of anxiety when I don't exactly know why I'm doing something. I think there can be a hint. Sometimes you can have enough to go with to kind of go ahead and do it. But I think eventually if you're going to keep doing it, there's going to be a lot more longevity in the things that you decide to do if you know why you're doing it and you know deeply. Not some half-ass reason. And I think you have to kind of play both sides. So if you think you have a reason, come up with a reason that would be the exact opposite. Think the best and think the worst. I tend to tear myself apart with the things that I do because I want to make sure that I'm centered correctly and I'm clear about why I'm really doing something. And so when I have my reasons, I have my purpose, I have my feelings, the reason why I try to combat that or come up with the negative side is because, you know, I'm doing something that I think might be good. But what's the negative, you know? What could be a dark reason why I'm doing this? I think a lot of us fool ourselves, or we can be naive in thinking what I'm doing or what you're doing is good, either for yourself or for other people. So I always try to come up with, you know, a reason why I'm doing this selfishly. What could be the worst possible reason I would do what I'm doing? What would be the best possible reason? And then, you know, just kind of thought by thought, kind of like playing ping pong with myself, and eventually just kind of seeing where I land, hopefully landing somewhere in the middle, but not always. And sometimes I don't think you come to a conclusion. I don't think you come to a conclusion ever, really, because with each day you get more information, and then you plug that information back into your thought process, and then you just kind of keep going back and forth. But I think for the most part, if you can do all the hard work of thinking why and your reasons, that can save you a lot of effort by being able to refrain from taking new things on or doing things or continuing to do things when you're not aligned with them or you really just shouldn't be doing them. Once you have that thought process down, you can make those decisions a lot quicker of, is this something I should do? Is this something I should not do? Is this something to continue? Is this something to quit? Is this something to just kind of force myself through right now? Because you have to do that as well. Sometimes you just have to force yourself through when you can't come up with a reason, but you also can't stop what you're doing. You're in the middle of something. And that's when it feels the worst, typically, when you're already doing something and you can't exactly quit, and you realize, you know, maybe I'm doing this for the wrong reasons. Maybe this isn't what I thought it was. But I can't quit. And I think sometimes you do have to just, you're not going to know why during. You only figure out why afterwards. And then that's helpful, because even if you have to go through something to figure out, you know, you have to learn a lesson the hard way. At least you have that lesson learned, and hopefully you don't have to repeat it. And moving forward, you put yourself in positions that are more conducive to cultivating who you are.